Why is it that sometimes spirits can come across as very good, positive, almost as benign, as if just a stranger is walking down the road? They're not threatening to you, but sometimes they're in your house. But still, they're benign. They're just there. They think they should be there too, but they're not out to get you. And then why is it sometimes you have stories of ghosts that are almost on a mission to subject the living inhabitants to hell? Is it frustration? Is it anger? Is it confusion? Is it even a human? Or is it something else that truly thrives on human anxiety and torment? It's one of those things when we talk about ghost stories that you kind of wonder in the back of your head, where is this going? Is it going to be dark? Is it going to be scary? Is it going to be friendly? Is it going to be heartwarming? I mean, ghost stories can go in every damn direction. They can make you cry because of a reunited mother and son. They can make you scared to death as an attacker ends up reunited with their victim, even in death. And they can make you feel completely helpless sometimes when seemingly out of nowhere an entity begins to take over the lives of the innocent, making them live through hell and following them every inch they travel, never letting its grip go. It's a crazy world that we have of the paranormal that we talk about on this program. And on today's episode, we have three stories dealing with all of those things. What do you do when the home you want to love already has something in it? Would rather subject you to a living hell than let you live in peace? Could having a dark area within a home attract and even invite dark energy into it? No matter how many lights you put up, they burn out. Is it possible for spirits to drive a living person to a specific location via sleepwalking, taking over their body and moving them there, even though it's a very dangerous situation to put a person into? That's what one person needs to know. Those stories and more today in EPP bonus episode number 320 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. What do you do when you move into a new home and, well, it's not new, it's an older home, it's a fixer-upper, but it's new to you. You hope things go well, you like the architecture, you're kind of drawn into it for some reason, and then slowly things start happening. Noises. Some seem like, oh, it's a fan, fans click, fans can make noise, but then you soon realize there's more than just the fan clicking. There's tapping on the windows, the pipes are being banged on as if it was a person underneath the floorboards with a large wrench. Scratches appearing on your body. And then eventually it follows you to work. It follows you on vacation and continues to torment you and your family wherever you may go. How do you handle this? How do you get something like that to stop? Do you threaten it? Do you battle it? Do you reason with it? Do you bring other people in? How do you deal with a ghost that wants to subject you to hell? That is the question that one family struggles with in our next story. Take a listen. First, let me say what I'm about to post here is all true. God is my witness. My wife and I were able to get a much bigger and better home in an older upscale neighborhood due to my father dying in 2008 and leaving me some life insurance money. We looked diligently everywhere and even lost some earnest money on a brand new home that we decided just was not big enough for us. We finally found a beautiful all-brick home that we found through a local realtor's website that was quite a bit more than what we had intended to spend. The funny thing is, we decided to do a drive-by and decided that it was not for us, yet we could not find anything else that even appealed to us. We ended up driving by this house several different times. In the span of a week, I would still look at it on the realtor's website. We decided to contact the realtor and do a walkthrough. When arriving there, an old woman answered the door and you could tell that she was not quite herself, probably because of her age. And doing the walkthrough, the house was quite fancy and you could tell that it had been recently remodeled sometime before, even though the home was built in 1976. There was one room that smelled bad. That was the old lady's, and the atmosphere in that room was thick and heavy. The realtor noticed it and said it smelled that way because she was being cared for in that room. Right away, I fell in love with it, even though there were some small areas that needed repairing. Later that night, I asked my wife what her impression was, and she told me that we need to keep looking and not jump into it. I think a week went by, and I talked her into buying it and putting earnest money down on it. Funny thing is, the same day we put money down on the house, a certain older movie with Tom Hanks called The Money Pit was playing, and we reluctantly and jokingly watched it, hoping this was not a bad omen. Unfortunately, this bad omen turned into a horrible, chilling nightmare. Immediately after moving into this house, strange and odd noises would happen throughout the night, not allowing us to get much sleep. Doors would be shut if we left them open, or open if we left them shut. Lights would be on when we came home and we had them off. The TV would sometimes change channels by itself. We slept with the ceiling fan on, and this fan would constantly make a tapping sound when being awake in bed. Upon waking up in the middle of the night, the fan would not be tapping at all, and within a few minutes, it would start tapping again. It would not tap at all when not in use. After experimenting with this fan, I finally realized that something was tapping the fan while it ran. When running full blast, the tapping sound would almost stop and be non-existent. Then after a few nights of running full blast, the tapping sound began more prominent and would weaken, stop, start up again constantly. Meanwhile, when we were away at work all day and came home that evening, my wife's things would be in different places than they were when we left. And sometimes they'd be in the oddest of places. I started using the ceiling fan in the living room and it started making the tapping noise that would come and go. I concluded that whatever was tapping the fan does not like being bothered by high volumes of air, causing them to fight harder to float about. They hit the fan, letting us know that they hate it, making us think that something is wrong with it because of the annoying tapping noise that they make, that we would turn it off. Also, the center of the fan is where there is hardly any wind turning, and that's where they're more comfortable. We finally realized that after watching a lot of paranormal programs in the past that our new dream home was haunted. Every night we'd awake to some loud noise or tappings and poppings in the house, and finally one night when we were watching TV, a loud banging sound came from the kitchen that started overpowering the TV sound. It was a water pipe that was being hit with something under the kitchen floor and being hit hard. I rushed into the kitchen and turned on the light and it stopped. I realized that a ghost was responsible and yelled out loud for it to do it again, and it would not. I turned out the lights and turned around and headed back to suddenly hearing a loud bang, bang, bang. This really shocked me because I had communicated, so to speak, with a ghost or something. Then things started getting out of hand, where we started hearing invisible full-bodied footsteps everywhere from the attic to the rest of the house. The entity would walk right out in front of us while watching TV and you could not see it at all but could hear every footstep it took. Then a split second, it would start walking behind us. We were creeped out, you bet. I would yell out loud and tell it to leave, and this is my house, and this caused it to retreat to the old woman's bedroom. And you could hear it walking around in there. I forgot to tell you that we have not fully moved in yet at all because of this. There's stuff in our two-car garage that needs to be in the house. We're going to buy some more furniture and have an expensive home theater system that's still in boxes. The entity started walking right behind my wife all throughout the house, with or without me being there. I got mad and told it to leave her alone and asked it to knock 2 times if it was a good spirit and 1 time if it was bad. It knocked 2 times, indicating good. I know this was stupid because they can lie, but I was terrified and not thinking straight. I said that if you're good, to leave us alone and leave our home. And that's when all hell broke loose. And this thing started tapping the windows constantly, popping all areas of the house very loudly. We both started having bad and scary dreams. The thing would throw a major fit in that bedroom and make loud popping sounds and hitting the walls right after my wife left for work, and I'm trying to still sleep for 2 more hours before I have to get up. One morning, it started hitting the wall adjacent to my bedroom, hitting it with a series of 3 knocks consecutively over and over, which seemed to put me in a trance while in bed, and I was being strangled by my bed sheet. That is where we're going to pause the preview portion of EPP bonus episode 320 of Real Ghost Stories Online. To hear the rest of this story and our other stories, become an EPP, an extra podcast person of our program. You can do it at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. We'll find out what happens as this thing would rather subject the living to a living hell. Could having a dark area within a home attract dark energies? And is it possible for spirits to drive the living to their location for a message via sleepwalking? One person needs to know the answer to that. We're going to talk about all those and more in the rest of this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. When you're an EPP, you get access to that and all 320 episodes of EPP goodness. Our best ghost stories ever. You get to binge away on all of them. You also get advanced episodes of the show with no commercials in. You also will get yourself hooked up with our ebook and our audiobook, both Amazon bestsellers. And there's a lot of other great extras there as well. Video content, so much more. And you're keeping our show on the air. It's only $5 a month. Ghostpodcast.com is where you can sign up, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Whatever platform you like, pick it and sign yourself up. Do an annual membership if you want. That's available on both platforms too now, and you'll get 1 month free. Yeah. So there's a big perk for doing that too. So whatever works for you, we greatly appreciate the support. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.